I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com.
Criticism is loud. Respect is quiet. It can be easy to think you're going down the wrong path, that you're making a huge mistake, that nobody gets it, that you're the only one. The reason for this is simple. We hear a lot more from the people who disagree with us than the people who agree with us. The writer Austin Kleon made this point recently during the pandemic. Those of us who are decent, who care about the impact of our actions, who are following the scientific data as it comes in and clarifies the bigger picture, we are living quiet lives. We're doing less, posting less, focusing on keeping our families and communities safe. It's the people who are not doing these things, who are flying around, going to parties, indifferent to the consequences of their actions, in denial of the reality of the situation. Those are the ones we're hearing from and seeing things from. Ironically, it's their cognitive dissonance that also seems to make them so aggressive, rude, and disruptive. They'd rather you feel stupid than feel shame or awareness themselves. That's why they're so loud. They're externalizing their own anxiety and fear and frustration onto the rest of us. They're almost anti-stoic in a way, focusing exclusively on the things they cannot control. All of which is to say, you have to get good at tuning all this out. Whether it's your judgmental parents or some jerk on social media, whether it's your old boss predicting you'll fail or that angry customer leaving a bad Yelp review, the doubts and the negativity are not representative. These people don't know. You can't listen to them. You definitely can't compare yourself to them. Seneca talked about staying on the path and not being distracted by the ones that crisscross yours. That's a huge key, and sometimes hugely difficult, especially when those on the other paths appear wider and flatter and easier to navigate. There's another part to Seneca's point about staying the course, though. There are countless others in front and behind you on parallel paths, just out of sight, who agree with you, who are on the same path, the same journey. They're decent and hardworking and determined to. They're just too busy to stop and tell you. So remember, you're on the right side. Know you're part of the silent majority of goodness, of virtue, and tune the rest of the noise out.
Thanks so much for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Again, if you don't know this, you can get these delivered to you via email every day. So check it out at dailystoic.com/email. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to the best one yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to the best one yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.